A happy
new.
A happy, joyful, a happy, joyful, rejoicing, happy,
new
year. A happy new year. A happy new year. A happy new year. To everyone in the house, to everyone that's watching, a happy, happy new year. Father, we praise you. We praise you. We can't help but praise you. God has spoken. We can't help but prophesy. We prophesy a happy, blessed, new year. Glorify you for it. This isn't yesterday. This isn't tomorrow. This is the day. This is the day. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. This is the day. This is the day. This is it. This is the day. God made it, shaped it, formed it, forged it, purposed it, empowered it. This is that. That was spoken by the word of the Lord and the prophets in the latter day. I'm going to pour out of my spirit on all flesh and prophesy. They won't remember where they came from. They won't even look to where they're going. They'll just remember the destiny they are, the purpose I've made them to be, that I've called them by my name. New is the word new. New. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. To the only God. God clothe you in His glory. God clothe you in His presence. If we remember Him, we lack nothing. And we remember we lack nothing. If we take Him in our place, and He is the place, then we're everywhere we need to be. If we take Him as the all in all, that which was and is to come, the first, the last, the beginning and the end, then we are on time. Every moment, we're on time. You're not lacking, you're not waiting, you're not wandering. If He is the fullness of all things, then you're complete in Him. Absolutely 100%. And beyond complete in Him. If of Him, through Him, and to Him are all things, then everything is right there. Everything. Every moment. So I bid you prophetically a happy, happy, oh my God, happy, 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 happy new year. Give the Lord praise in this hour. Take your happy seat in your happy new year and look at someone and say, happy new year. Happy New Year. Everything bows, everything surrenders in the year when you realize what the year is. What is the new year? What is the new year? God says that the fullness of who he is dwelt in Christ, and the reason Christ came was to make himself known to us. And he did that. And to make himself known for a reason. God is so far beyond the ability to imagine or figure out why things would or wouldn't happen or how or why things would or wouldn't turn out a certain way. But in the new year, if you will remember the new year, what is the new year? And see it for what it is. The new year is who Christ is. He is the new year. He is the newness of the year. He is the all in all. You know, we look at the Old Testament and we see people like Elijah and Elisha and Abraham and David and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego and Moses walking through the Red Sea, and we think about how God spoke thundering on the mountain and the fire of God coming down, and we think about those times, and you can think how incredible, and it was, how incredible to see, how incredible would it be to see those times? I mean, fire come down, and a sea just split and part, and you walk through, and the soil isn't even damp. How incredible would it be? Jesus said one time to Thomas, when the disciples were telling him, "We've seen the Christ, we've seen him, he's alive." And Thomas said, "I have to see for myself. I have to see. I have to put my hand where the nails were, and my hand and fingers in the side where the sword went, where the spear went. I have to see. I have to see." And he says, "When I see, I'll believe." And it's about a week later, the word says Jesus appears. He comes in and he says, "Peace be with you." Isn't it amazing how God addressed the room? "Peace be with you." So peace be with you. Peace be with you. And not only peace be with you, but peace remain with you through the entire new year. We have 365 incredible, glorious sunrises and sunsets to see the glory of God without looking at it. Jesus comes into the room and says, "Peace. Peace. Peace to all of you. Peace on everyone." And then he says to Thomas, he said, "Come, touch and see. Come." And we have lived in a year and years of foundational building from generations back. Old Testament patriarchs, Moses and Elijah and Elisha. And sometimes we just think about the fate of those days. How great must it have been to just hear the thundering voice of God and to see things that happened. And yet those days were a prelude to a different time, and those men and women that lived in that time knew that. They knew it by word, by revelation, by the understanding of God's Spirit in them. They knew it. And the word says what they did is they look forward to your time. And how often has our time, our seasons and generations look back thinking, how incredible would it have been to have seen those times and to have heard God and, man, see Jesus walking in the earth, and how glorious it was. But they all look forward to another time. And that time was us. And the Word tells us it. It was the coming of Christ, but the coming of Christ was to raise up what he refers to as his body, who you and I are, his body. Incredible revelation when you think about it, profound beyond imagination, literally, when you think about how God did what he did and And then you try to figure out why, and it's in the trying to figure out why God does and seems like he doesn't do things, determines whether we believe greatly or we doubt greatly, or then we start judging ourselves maybe. Maybe we're not worthy enough or good enough, and we miss all the glory, literally, that Jesus brought to us. And he walks in the flesh. So we live on a foundation. We stand on a foundation that we are not to stand on, but to build on. To build on a foundation. Paul even said, I don't want to build on the foundation someone else has already laid. He said, I want to build a foundation where a foundation hasn't been laid. I want to do where it hasn't been done. Jesus says again to Thomas, he says, come and touch, come and see. And he says these words, he said, stop doubting and believe. Stop doubting and believe. Stop doubting. How many incredible virtues, powers, authorities, treasures, mysteries, wonders did Jesus release through a word every time he opened his mouth and spoke? The treasures in his word. Remember, he is the word made flesh. And think about that. He's the word made flesh. It means God took the glory of the word, made it his son in the earth, made it flesh on purpose, foretold before the foundations of the world. Some prophet picked up by the Spirit of God, you know, before the Word was formed, God prepared the Word to become flesh, to do a work that you're not even aware of is going to be done. But I'm going to reveal it to you. New year, new, not old, not refurbished, new year. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. New, happy. New year, it's a prophecy. Happy, going to be happy in this uncharted year. Come touch, come see. And we wanted that for so long. We wanted to touch, we want to see, we want God to prove that he loves us, prove that he cares, prove that we're doing it right, prove, and it's wrong. He said, you prove me. You prove me now herewith. By your faith, you prove me. And all of creation, all of the design, God created this entire planet and never repented from the blessing that he put on the earth and that he put on mankind that came from the earth. Never once did he go back on it. His word is yes, and in him it is amen. What God has said is sealed forever, and it will not return void. It will do what he said it would do. And he says again to Thomas, come and touch and come and see. And we think about the patriarchs of old to see. But they knew that there was a time, like even the disciples said one time to some disciples, you've not seen him as we have seen him. You don't see him now as we saw him then. And you believe. And this is your testimony. Another set of disciples, after the disciples that see, here the disciples, in essence, are praising them, that they are believing like them and having seen like them. Do you see? The wonder in not seeing is the ability to know what God wants you to see. I'm glad we didn't see. I'm glad I didn't see the fire on the mountain. I'm glad I didn't see Jesus walking in the earth because he said it was so important. He said, it's important that I go so you can't see me like this in this body. It's important. It's important. If he said it's important, it's vastly important. It is important for me to go away. They want him to build a kingdom. He could have. He's God. But he said, it's important that I go away. And what I'm going to see, send you, you won't be able to see. As a matter of fact, not only can you not see it, you cannot comprehend. As a matter of fact, no eye has seen and no ear has heard, and it has never entered into the heart of any being the things that God has prepared. But the heart of God is to show those things. The heart of God is to reveal. I know why the angels stand around the throne of God and worship Him. They want His glory. Who wouldn't? To walk in His glory, to behold His glory, to touch, to see, to hear, to feel, to know, to live. And is it that time seems to stand still with the body, with the church, meaning there are so many doubters and so many fighters and so few believers? Because believers can't doubt, because they are a believer. Jesus wasn't referring to what you do. He was referring to who you are. A believer. I am a believer. You can pray one way, but believe another. And we think if we pray and say we believe, that it will happen. Come touch. Come see. Let it be proven to you. How do I know that God's doing anything when I can't see it? Because I'm a believer. He doesn't have to show me anything, because He is everything. And I believe in everything, so when I believe Him, I see everything. He's the authority of all things. He's the power of all things. He's the life of everything. Come touch and see if you have to, but be prepared to stand still. Be prepared to wait. Because it's what we don't see and yet believe, Jesus said, that blesses us. So if we feel we lack blessing, it's because we demand that we see we're blessed instead of that we believe we are blessed. So we can't see what we don't know, which is what He prepared for us. Exceeding what you could ask for or what you could think, but we insist on the seeing. And we pray on the scene that God would provide in our business, that He would build our church, that He would do wonders and signs out of heaven. And yet, He said, when you don't see and you believe, that's the treasure of heaven. Because now you're a believer, which means you now have entered the realm of impossible to doubt. Impossible. What would happen if you couldn't doubt God? Sometimes God has helped me along the way. Send me an encouraging word. Pats me on the shoulder and say, there you go. And I'm like, yeah. And then you walk away still maybe wanting that to happen again and again and again because it doesn't satisfy. But when you just know, I just believe. That's what I am. I walk away. I'm not looking for anything, and I run into something. I mean, there's something about. There was something. There was a foretelling, a prophetic anointing in people. In the Old and in the New Testament, there was a touch of something in the New. They didn't finish it. They started it. There is no finish to it. There's a continuation because, what did it say? Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor. You can't see God if you see Him. You can only see God if you believe Him. No eye is seen. You can't look at me. But you can know me. Because God isn't about a presentation. He's about a revelation. And when it's revealed inside, it becomes a part of you. So in essence, you become a part of Him just like He made you in the beginning. In our image, in our likeness, let us form Him, let us shape Him. Let's breathe our life into them. Let Him become a living soul. One thing they do that keeps them alive in us is they believe. They are a believer. A believer, a believer. God can do. He created us, and it's a wonder. But what He was after was for us to be born of God, not just created by God. And there's a vast difference. See, the gift of God The plan of God was to make man, but the gift of God was that man would be born of God. And there's a difference. You can pray one way and believe totally different and blame God for what you prayed because you think it didn't come to pass. But he said, if you believe what you believe, he said, come touch and see. If you want, come touch and see. Are you a touch and see generation? Are we a touch and see generation? Maybe God chose you to believe without seeing. What if God actually chose some people to die in faith? God didn't heal him. Of course he did. What if he was chosen to die in faith? Jesus died in faith. And no one stopped it. He said, God, if it can be. But he died in faith. Why do we doubt? Because it doesn't happen the way we think we need to see it in order for God to prove to us that he's God. Because we're not believers. But if we believe, we don't have to touch. Our gift is we believe. We believe. And when you believe, no one can challenge you beyond that. No one holds anything that belongs to you. No one has anything that is for you. No one. So no one can keep it from you. No one can take it from you. And because God and God alone holds everything for you, you don't have to fight for it. Are we fighting the favor of God? Do we fight the favor of God because he chooses you to believe when you can't see what he told you to believe for? What if we just got excited when we didn't see? And what filled us with joy is I believed God and I saw nothing and I am filled with happiness and joy and peace. Oh my God is dwelling in me. He is the fullness. All I needed, he showed me something just so I could believe, not so I could touch it. So I could believe, so he could show me who he is in me. So I don't doubt. What if I started praising God when the answer didn't appear to arrive, knowing that it was somewhere inside of me, to be revealed in a way that would far surpass anything I would like to see God do? Because can you train God? Can you teach God? Can you instruct God? Can you tell God how it should be? Is God unfaithful? Is God not present? Doubt tells you everything that makes you need God to prove to you that he is God. But he can only be revealed to a believer. He can prove anything. He can prove anything. He can call fire down from heaven. He can do anything. He can prove anything. But to be revealed, you have to believe that you are a believer. I'm just a believer. I'm a believer. I believe in Almighty God. I mean, he's given me so many. He's made it too easy. Only a fool looks up and says, look at the sun and the stars and the moon and me and the earth I walk on. Only a fool will say there is no God. I choose to believe God. I choose to believe. But I choose also to believe that he is the only God. So there is no one for me to take anything out of their hand, because no one has anything for you except God. No one. And there's only one God. Are we idolaters? Do we believe there is another omnipresence? Do we believe there is a God before our God? Do we believe there is a God faster than our God, more present than our God, more real than our God, more true than our God, more powerful than our God? Or is there only one almighty, eternal God? The new year, let's look and see how to believe. How to believe. Because what we are is more than what we can see. And what He has is more than we can ask for. I will say of the Lord, this is the day God has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because He made it. I don't know all that He's going to do in it. What if prophecy was more about a revelation of things you weren't wanting to know? Didn't know you needed to know. And it was more about what you don't know. God is so God. It's hard for me to talk about Him and not tear up, not break down, not melt before Him, because I know He's more than I could imagine. He's more than words can convey. He's more. But you can touch and see. Let's be happier today because it happened. So you're not happier because you believe God. You're happier because you saw what you asked God to do. So the question begs, are we seeking the will of God or seeking Him to approve ours? Which do we seek? If He is God Almighty, and He is, beyond imagination, how great would He be through us as opposed to doing things for us? And would we do, and would we see, and would things happen greater than our expectations that draw praise and joy out of us because we truly know God did it because I didn't even ask Him to do it? But we believe for so many difficulties. The church is difficulty bound. They believe in difficulty. I do not. I believe His burden is easy, His yoke is light, and the reverse. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. I believe. You can talk about wars, rumors of wars, everything you think evil is trying to do. I don't believe you. I believe God. Caleb one time said, I see what everybody's talking about, but I don't believe it. I just believe God. God will turn the overwhelming odds into overflowing favor. If you just believe. Just believe. For what? I don't know. Can't instruct God. Just believe God. I believe He's great. Caleb looked out and he said, all I see is an immense God. An incredible God. No one can challenge the word of God. There was no one to challenge. There was no one to match. It doesn't matter how many they are or how few we are or how big they are or how small we are or how much they have and how little we have. It just doesn't matter. I believe God. God went before me. He's the strength of everything. He's the strength of everything. And the strength of all that is because of Him. The strength of iron is because of God. The strength of stone is because of God. So in the prison, iron would just melt off. He is a door. So they can close the prison door, but there really isn't any door that Jesus won't become the door. So the door has to swing open. The gate has to swing open of its own accord, because I only believe there's only one door, and I cannot, nor can you, if you believe, ever be closed out or closed in. He's the strength of the iron, so it has to bow to a believer. It has to. He isn't something. He's everything. The strength in your legs is because the will of God. calls to you to be a believer. So every day you get to wake up and have strength and energy to believe God for what? Everything. More than you could ask. Just to believe that He's God, immense, beyond imagination. Wake up and say, something great is going to happen today. Describe it. It's too great. I can't, but I'm telling you. I believe. I believe. God spoke into the universe. There wasn't a universe, and the universe appeared because He's God. He can create. He can do. But what He really wants is to be revealed. And for that, He needs a body, because it's what He's chosen. And He needs someone to believe Him and Him alone. That's a worshiper. Believe God and God alone. There's no battle to fight. There's only mysteries to be revealed, treasures to be unveiled, glories to be poured out. He said it like this. He said, ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you'll find. Knock, and it will be opened. So whatever you're looking for, look well. If you're looking for a battle, you may contend with it. If you're looking for a fight, you may have it. Whatever you look for. He said, seek and you'll find. You after that? I seek for the glory of God. Say that with me. I seek for the glory of God. Seek well. He said, knock. And He said, it will be opened. The door. But I know who the door is. So no matter what it looks like, when they marched around the walls of Jericho, He said, walk around and do what I tell you. If you believe me, you'll find I'm the door. The entire wall will become me, a door. It'll open to you. I'm the door. At any, the prison, they didn't lock you up. They brought you in. So I can take you out. They ushered you in so I can open the door for you because I'm the door. Jesus said, I am the door. To what? Anything. Prison door? Nope. Jesus is the door. Hardship door? No. Glory door. Jesus is the door. He's chosen you to believe. How or what? He will reveal. You just believe. It couldn't be more easy. He said, the kingdom of God's like a child. It's just so easy. Believe God. Curse the tree. He said, believe, have faith, believe God. Abraham, father of many nations. That man that didn't even know God prior. I love that. God is so God, He can actually reveal Himself. For generations, we have tried to get back to where we came from. But this year, we're going to go someplace we've never been before. The Israelites out of Egypt said, we're having to believe to survive. We want to go back where we came from. But what God was saying is, I want you to knock on the rock. Jesus said, I'll be the door. I'll open. I'll give you rivers of life-giving water. Just knock on the... So Moses knocked on the rock, and the door opened, and water came. And then God said, now the door's open, speak the word. Just speak. Just speak. So we are today. The foundation has been laid, not so we could continue to do. And this is what happens when we stop believing. And we stop, we no longer walk looking for the best. What things soever are lovely, what things soever are good, if there is any virtue, if there is any praise, think on these things. then that's what you start looking for, and that's what you find. That's the door you knock on, and that's the door that opens. That's what you start asking for, and that's what is given. Only believe. When the complaining stops and the praising begins, He's the door to everything. He's the door to an incredible new year. You won't have to believe Him for your business. Just believe that He's so immense that without looking for what He's going to do in your business, you'll run into the glory of all that He's done. Faith doesn't show you what you don't have. It only reveals how much He's given you. He'll turn your overwhelming into overflowing. We've been overwhelmed, and we, as a generation, as a religion, have built up so many idols to try and make it right. We build our foundation upon what we think will intrigue the eyes and the senses of a generation. But what if we entreat God? What if we believe God? What if we come together with one mind and purpose, so when we leave the house of worship, that all that God wants to reveal, which so far surpasses what you're looking for, that what the odds that seem to be against you turn into overwhelming favor that is for you. And the battle and the struggle and the trying is over. Thomas, if you need the touch, body, if you need the touch, you keep touching, but you'll stay in the same place needing to touch again and again and again. Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen. And I could honestly stop right there. Blessed are you. You're blessed. I haven't seen God do in my life what I want Him to do. You're blessed. Do you believe? Then you're blessed. You're blessed. And if you're blessed, there is no way anyone can take that from you, because God is the only one that can bless you. And if He's blessed you, then no one can curse you. No one. No one. No one. No one. No one. No thing. Eternally blessed. Happy. Blessed New Year. This is the sign of the time. This is the year. This is the year. 2023. You know what it is? It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not a number. It's not a succession of days unfolding. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. He said, I'm the day. I'm the night. I'm the first. I'm the last. I'm the beginning. I'm the end. Look at me as everything. I'm everything. Real worshipers, not churchy people, not religious talkers, not people that can quote the Bible, not people that pray, not people that fast, not any of those. Just people that believe. Believe. I am a believer. That's what I do. That's who I am. So when they call you crazy, it doesn't matter. When they call you a false teacher, it doesn't matter. When they call you a false preacher, it doesn't matter. When they call you crazy, it doesn't matter. I'm a believer. I expect people that don't believe to look curiously at those that do. And God said, I'll make you a sign to them. But in the believer, there is such a shield that it doesn't matter what happens. God will be glorified in the believer. And He will not leave you undone, unfinished, and you will walk in everything He has called you to walk in. And it will only happen in this year. It will only happen this year. Because if it's not going to happen in the year you're in, it will never happen. There is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. There is only now. And so all that God is and all the fullness of who He is sealed up in a believer born of God. Born of God. The heavens waited for you. The patriarchs waited for you. In all the wonder and the fire and the glory, Look at Elijah. He saw so much. And yet when the queen said, I'm going to make you like one of them that are dead. And he ran. All he saw. And God did the fire and the earthquake and the wind and rent the rocks. And then it was that quiet whisper. What are you doing? Believe. Believe. People doubt because they don't believe. And then wonder why they didn't see what they said they believed, because they prayed one way but believed another. Make them one. Make them synonymous. One. I pray what I believe, and I believe what I pray. Watch what you knock for. Watch what you seek for. Watch what you ask for, because you will get it. If you believe for a battle, you'll have it. If you believe for a tough time, you'll have it. If you believe God's getting you out of trouble, it'll continue to happen. Watch what door you knock on. But whatever you see, whatever you look at, whatever you face, God said, look, a Red Sea. God could have just dried up the land and they would have walked through, but it wouldn't have been the same as it was when he parted it. God can do anything. And most any believer knows, or anyone that says they're a believer, that believes God exists, knows he can do anything. But when he's revealed, it's a different kind of glory, and that's what God wills to do. That's why he calls us the body of Christ, because through the body of Christ that believe without seeing, we're the only creation of our kind. We get to believe and not see, so we get to be blessed like no other creation in the universe, because we get to be born of God and not created only by him. I'm born of God. He said, you can't even see the kingdom. You can't know the mind of God unless you're born of God. But when you're born of God, you're part of God. You're part of that glory. And that glory clothes your mind. Your mind changes. Your depression, your sadness, it will go away. Can't explain it. I'm not supposed to. If I could, yeah, I wouldn't believe. But I believe, and it happens. So sadness and depression, doubt and fear, go away. Only believe. Believers, I call for you. I call for the believers. I declare the word of revelation. Believe. As Jesus said, peace, peace to you. Believe. Whatever feels like a stronghold against you, there's no power in evil. There's only power in God. There is no power but of God, and those powers which be are ordained of God. He is the strength of everything. So whatever that is, remember the life in it, the strength of it, no matter what it is God. And if you're a believer, it will melt and bow before you. The chains of iron bound the disciple, bound Peter. So let's just worship and sing. Paul and Silas, let's sing and worship. Let's watch the iron melt before God, because it all is submissive and surrendered to the will of God in you, in you, in you. Christ in you, Christ in you, Christ in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. There isn't anything you believe God for that he hasn't done. He does it, but do you look for what he's doing, or are you asking for what you're willing? Are you seeking his will or his approval on yours? He said, seek me and you will find me. And some people say, I'm seeking God to do this, and if I do it, then I found God. No. God can create anything, but his glory is only revealed. And when his glory is revealed, the word says, when you see his glory through the eyes of the Spirit, then you're changed into that same glory. Rather than God showing off to you, he'd rather be revealed through you. He can do anything. But when it happens through you, it's a different kind of glory. And that's what this year is. This is a new, happy year. This is a year of joy. You won't even remember you were sick. You won't remember you had pain. You won't remember you were afraid. He'll wash your mind. You won't remember you were depressed. You won't remember you were hurt. Jesus came out of the grave and he didn't remember how you hurt him and how you lied against him and how you rejected him. He just remembered the will of the Father. For God so loved that he gave. It's all he remembered. That's a believer. But how can you become one if you don't know what it is? So I'm here to teach you. I'm here to bring a word to you. A prophetic word to you. In the profoundness of God's wonder, as Caleb just simply believed, it didn't matter how big the giants were. All he saw was the fruit. I just see the fruit of 2023. It's just the fruit, guys. It's just the fruit. And it's huge. Caleb came back and I don't know what these guys are talking about. They were overwhelmed with the odds. I was overwhelmed with the favor. That land is favored. They were overcome by the odds, but I'm overcome by the glory. We can do it right now. We can walk in. We can just walk in and have it all. Will you be that believer? Will you believe that? Will you believe? Are you willing to believe? I believe because it happened. I believe it'll happen all around you. And you'll be so involved in the heartbeat of God being revealed through you. God does so many things, and yet you struggle in your mind all the time. And the blessing means so little. But what if there was peace be with you? Stop disbelieving. Only believe. And the things that happen, you'll be thankful, you'll be glad, and you'll be a blessing with all that God does. But the thing that is revealed in you will keep you, uphold you, upgird you, lift you up, and show you things you didn't even know to look for. Take you to a place you didn't even know existed. 2023 is a place you didn't even know existed. It's a time you didn't even know was on the clock. It's a time that the hands can't point to. Only the finger of God. A time. Unlike any other. God, prove I can hold the time back. I can advance the time to make you believe. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. How is it you believe as we believe, never having seen him? And right now you don't see him, and yet you believe and testify of him. So the first batch of disciples are envious of the second batch. Because they didn't see what they saw in order to believe. They didn't see anything, and they believed. What will make the new year? What is a new year? Something new. It's a new year. It's a new year. It hasn't happened yet. It's yet to happen. If God has given us a new year, and he has, then it is something we've not seen, somewhere we've never been, a time that has not existed for you. But it's in you. It's a part of who you are because he is all things. He is the strength of the iron that is trying to hold you back. And if you blame anything or anybody, you're going to fight the iron. But if you say, God, you are the strength of all of it. You're the iron bar. You're the prison doors. So they'll bow before you. They'll let me out. You'll even open them so I can come in. The furnace, God, you prepared for me. The king didn't prepare that furnace. God did. Because someone believed. I believe this is the greatest season we've ever known. I believe this is the most incredible, immeasurable, unfathomable, beyond comprehension, beyond compromise. A season that will send you spinning on your heels saying, God is so God. He is so present with us. Everything that has been built to this present day was built for us to build upon, not to refer back to. And when we stop looking for that which we have not seen, then we start building up idols. We create our own means of attraction and drawing attention and elevating. And then we lose all the glory that really elevates us. And when God elevates you, there's a sense of satisfaction that you can't get from getting anything, no matter how much it is. You can get and get and get and get. Anybody get a gift for Christmas? Don't be shy, raise your hand. How many of you got more than one gift? How many of you got more than two gifts? How many of you got... How many would like another gift? It doesn't end. Hell and destruction are never satisfied, so they are full. So the eyes of man are never satisfied. But the revelation that God is pouring into this generation this year, this season. But God, what about my? Forget your. Remember His. He'll do the wonder through you instead of doing it for you. How long do you want God to do for you instead of doing through you? I want to know it came through me. He called us the body of Christ. Do it through you. I'm going to do it through you. I'm going to do it through you. I'm going to do it through your faith. I'm going to do it through you. I'm going to do it through you. I'm going to do it through you. That's what I came. My glory is only revealed when I do it through a believer born of me. It's the only way it can happen. Only way it'll ever happen is when God does whatever He does through a believer that is born of Him. Never happened before until Jesus came. Never. Heaven didn't see it. Seraphims, cherubims, angels didn't see it. No one has seen it. And so when Jesus was born of the Spirit, they said, wow, glory to God in the highest. They were saying, look at that glory. You ever see it, Gabe? No, Michael, I've never seen it. You, I've never seen it. How about none of us have ever seen that before? Born of the Spirit. Made by God, created by God, but born of God. What's that? Out of that comes a believer. And out of a believer comes the glory of the church. And out of the glory of the church comes the revelation of Jesus Christ, which is the Spirit of foretelling. That which is and is to come. That which was intended by God. The will of God is so great over you. The blessing of God is so heavy upon you. The reign of God is so saturating and baptizing over you. And when you believe, He does it every single time. When you knock, He opens it every single time. The question is, do you know what the door is? And do you know what to look for? I'm looking for what I've not anticipated. What you've anticipated will come. What you need will come. He knows. That's why I said, consider the lilies of the valley. They don't toil. They don't spin. Hear me? They don't work as hard as the church works. They don't sweat as much as the believers do and the churchy people do. They don't work as hard, and they don't try to get out of trouble as much as the religious do. And yet Solomon in all of his glory wasn't arrayed like one of them. Learn a lesson from them. All they do is sit there and believe. They just absorb the sun and they walk in the glory of God's purpose. Consider them. Consider the struggling is over. Jesus really, really did bring an end. Watch what you believe for. He is the door to everything. If you're standing in front of a wall you need to get through, it's not a wall. The strength of that wall is Jesus. He is the strength of everything. And since He is the strength of everything, He is the door to everything. And He is the door through everything. And all I believe in is the door. I knock on the door. God, open to me whatever it is that pleases You. And I know because of Your faithfulness, I have believed it has begun. through that, God can give you the wealth of nations. Through that, God can bear witness, because His glory will be revealed through you, the body of Christ. He said everything was done to raise up the body of Christ. What is the body of Christ? Believers born of the Spirit of God, who cannot be challenged, cannot be contended with. Nothing can be taken from you, and no one has anything for you except God. And what He has is everything. He's not all you need. He's all there is, and more than you could imagine. He is the great I Am. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to the only God, be honor, glory, forever and ever and ever. And everyone said, amen. Would you stand to your feet with me this morning? Father, we worship You in this place. We thank You in this house. Your blessing reigns over everyone in this place. Your blessing presides in this house. A body of wonder, a body of miraculous, a body of miracles, everything. If you believe and if you seek God's will, I tell you right now, everything is going your way. Everything. Everything. If you're contending to try and make someone believe, stop. Just be the believer. Let them be sanctified through your belief. A strong believer cannot be overcome. God wants to give you bread that you did not bake. He wants to give you water from wells you did not dig. He wants you to draw from the wells of His spring. Literally the wells of heaven. What is that? Man, it's water that quenches your soul and your spirit the way water cannot quench you. You ever been so thirsty you just felt like you couldn't quench your thirst, and then you felt waterlogged? You don't drink water, do you? My wife said something the other day. She said, I want to believe. I want to believe even higher. I want to believe even more. I want to believe greater. I want to be one of those. And she couldn't even describe what she was trying to say. That's a believer. What are you believing for? I'm like Caleb. I don't know. It's just overflowing. It's more than I can talk about. I'm just a believer. Let God describe. God says, I sow the seed. No one can tell you what it is except me. He said, I'm going to give it a body. God will give your belief. A believer, He will give you your body. And that body is Christ. And then in Christ, everything becomes a door. So instead of fighting to try and get through, you just walk through. Instead of trying to tear the wall down, open the door. He said, if you knock on anything, and I'm the door, you knock, He said, I'll open it. I'm the door to what? Everything. If we're going to get excited, we have to get excited about being born again believer. And if you're not, pray this prayer with me, and you will be. Believe. Jesus, one and only Son of God. My mind can't comprehend it, but You made me to be a believer. I receive Your gift of eternal life. I believe You came. You laid Your life down. No one took it from You, and You took it up again. I believe You're the one and only God, Jesus. You're Lord of my life. You're my Savior, my Redeemer. I'm a believer. I'm born again. I'm born of God. Now believe and walk and live in that belief. You're born of God. He didn't make it in a way that it would be difficult, and we have to believe that as a body. Hear these words. If we continue to believe to be freed from trouble, we will always remain in prison. we will always need deliverance from trouble. We will always need to get out. If our songs become songs of worship, real worship, where God and God alone is magnified, and that day is coming, you won't hear songs about people coming out of the pits. We think we have to tell them that in order for them to come out, but they don't. Abraham just had to hear the voice of God. Caleb just had to hear the voice of God. Everybody else saw the miracles he saw. It didn't make any difference, because when they saw all the people and all the giants, they were just as afraid, because it wasn't what they saw. It was what was revealed inside of Caleb. He had a different spirit. Have a different spirit. Well, you don't know where I am, and I don't want to know where you are, because I don't want to wallow in your pain. I don't want to be pitiful over you. I want to walk in the grace that's on you. I want to share the grace. I want you to believe right. I want you to knock on the right door. I want you to look for the right thing, because that's what God wants you to do. Watch what you look for. You're going to find it. Look well. Look well. Only good will happen to me. Think of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I won't want for any good thing. You make me to lie down in green pastures, and green pastures only. You'll only lead me beside the still waters. You're only the restorer of my soul. You'll only lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, because I'm a believer in you. I believe you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not afraid. There's no evil, because you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. There, my cup runs over. Only goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. That's the body I see. I see a body that looks only for the glory of God. I see a body that doesn't contend with the will of God. A body that doesn't work so hard, doesn't sweat, doesn't earn their salvation through the sweat of their brow, doesn't gain their freedom by fighting darkness and punching its shadows, but walk in the light. The light of His glory, the light of His wisdom, the light of His love, and everything that you're facing turns into something else other than another battle. Other than another victory. And we are the psalm. They are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. The Spirit of the Lord God be upon you. The Spirit of the Lord God anoint you. That you may declare the gospel of peace. The good news. Because this is the year of the Lord's favor. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, in His eternal name, Jesus, we pray, we prophesy. God's watching over you. His hand is on you mightily. He's leading you. He's guiding you. There's no condemnation on you. There's no sin for you to deal with. He dealt with it all. There's no death for you to be afraid of. Only life abides in you. There's no shadow. There's no darkness. There's no evil that can come nigh you. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill, brightly shining. You are the blessed of the Lord, the chosen of God, the kings and priests of the Lord. The nations will bow and join you in bowing down before the God who rules over the circle of the earth. God is so for you, nothing can be against you. God is so for you, as Caleb said, it doesn't matter what weapons they have. They're no weapon to us, because there's no match for our God. His word is undeniable. Let's go right now. So I put before you, let's go. Let us go right now. Let us go ahead right now. Let us rejoice right now. Let us say of the Lord, it is a door. The door is Jesus, and the door will open to the blessing and the favor of God. And we will walk in, and we will remain there, and we will stand in the glory of God. And nations will see that you are the blessed of the Lord. And they'll be drawn to the favor of God that they see through you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. This is the greatest season of your life. You believe it? Lift your voice and shout, yes, it is. The altar's open.